MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting now with Dr. Adrian Saville. He is, of course, the Chief Executive at Cannon Asset Management. Adrian, morning. Really appreciate your time this morning. Of course, Joe Biden being sworn in as president in about 12 hours' time. Yesterday, we started with the confirmation speeches for his cabinet. Janet Yellen, the one I was most interested in. The odd tweak there is, of course, she was a Federal Reserve Chair, and now she's a Treasury Secretary. Similar to what we've got with Minister Mbeweni, who was in charge of our Reserve Bank and then sort of, as he always says, stepped down to National Treasury. Is it a fair point to say that because she was at Federal Reserve, she's a bit of a known entity, or are these jobs just so widely apart that there's still a lot to find out about how she will be?
Morning, Simon. Good to be with you. I think it's fair to say she's somewhat of a known entity. But of course, you know, she's about to shift from a known environment in which she's been a very transparent, clear communicating, level-headed reserve banker into a holder of the public purse with political association or affiliation. So they, you know, they're both financial roles. They're both, you know, working with money and numbers and figures and are key policy implementers, but reserve bankers by their nature or by design, by institutional design, are expected to have a high degree of political immunity and to be nonpartisan. So it is, without question, a change in role, but the positive we've got in that circumstance is that we do know, you know, how she operates.
Yeah, and what we're going to get, and I take your point, you know, central bank leaders are fiercely independent and sort of, in a sense, report to no one except the population, the country. Whereas, you know, as Treasury Secretary, I mean, in essence, she has a boss, and that boss is going to be President Biden, and she will be implementing his policy, such as, for example, the $1.9 trillion proposed stimulus package.
So, and I think in her working world, things are about to become a whole lot more political, which will be a different environment. That $1.9 trillion package that you reference is a key lever in U.S. policy. U.S. has underinvested in infrastructure for decades. And so this is an important policy lever. It has infrastructure spend by its very nature. Has important spillovers and linkages and multipliers, and you can think back to the very famous New Deal of the 1930s as the inspiration for infrastructure spend everywhere over the last 100 years. And that $2 trillion package is substantial. It's a significant spend, amounting to about 15% of GDP.
And she was talking a lot around that infrastructure yesterday in the bits I caught, and absolutely the U.S. needs it and hasn't seen anything, as you say, in almost, what, 90 years. The other thing which really struck me was her take on climate change. Again, huge difference from the Trump administration, but she was talking, you know, electric vehicles as one of the solutions to climate change. You get a sense that she's going to be a much more friendly, and of course her boss, President Biden, a Treasury Secretary, towards climate, which again will have a marked shift from what we've seen under Trump, and to a degree even under Obama, perhaps, because circumstances have changed.
Yeah, so there's a very important policy shifts, and we flagged this or we've identified this in our investment process as changing some of the needles of market direction. Climate change being one, global international relations and collaboration being another. And if you put infrastructure spend into that same pot, although over the course of the Trump administration, spending has hiked steadily and the deficit has grown from big to absolutely yawning. The 2020 deficit sits at just over $3 trillion, which is the biggest you've seen since World War II. And that adds to a significant debt-to-GDP ratio. U.S. debt-to-GDP ratio sits now in the order of 130%, which is just, that's off the charts territory. Economics 1 textbooks will tell you, you know, that's a default looking for a place to happen. Of course, it's the U.S. dollar-backed, which means it's an entirely different conversation. But Janet Yellen comes in part then, I think, to substantially change policy direction and policy narrative. In the same breath, she steps in into an environment which is overspending, over-indebted, and underfunded.
Yeah, and 130%, as you say, Eco 101, that really is a case of, like, you're bankrupt. The U.S., different game, but 130%. We'll leave it there. Dr. Adrian Saville, Chief Executive, Cannon Asset Management. Adrian, appreciate the very early morning, sir. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.